Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Eruvin. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed what I will call the included city rule, that if a city fits within your tchum, that is, your tchum not only reaches the city, but reaches the far end of the city and continues beyond it, or just reaches to it, then that entire city is included in your tchum as if it is only four amos, and you pick up the count on the other side of the city. So Mishnah Ches deals with some ramifications of that rule. If there is a large city that has a small city next to it, right, such that the small city is completely encompassed within the 2,000 amos of the large city's tchum. But of course, the large city, being large, is not fully encompassed within the 2,000 amos of the small city's tchum. So, therefore, the ramifications of that for the people are, Anshei Ir Gedola, the people of the big city, Mehalchin Es Kol Ir Katana. Not only can they walk throughout their whole city, of course, but they can actually walk to and through the entire small city and out the other side and keep going. V'ein anshei ir katana me'alchem es kol ir gedola. But the people of the small village cannot walk the whole big city, because they can only go out of their small town 2,000 amos towards the direction of the city and then stop, which is going to get them into the city, but not very far into the city. Now, there is another piece to this halacha, and that is that if you put your tchum in a city, that whole city is considered four amos for you. Of course, as long as that you are within 2,000 amos of your Eruv, otherwise you can't get to it in the first place and it doesn't work. But if your 2,000 amos is within, if your Eruv is within 2,000 amos of you and is in another city, then that city becomes four amos for you. And you get that entire city plus 2,000 amos outside it in all directions as if you lived there. So how does that impact our case of the people of the big city and the people of the small city that adjoin it? Well, actually, if they put Eruvin in each other's cities, then their statuses flip, right? Ketzad, how does that work? The flip. Misha haya bi'ir gedola, v'nasan es Eruv bi'ir katana. If someone was in the big city and put his Eruv in the small city, bi'ir katana, v'nasan es Eruv bi'ir gedola, or he lived in the small city, but he put his Eruv in the big city, so then each of them is mahalech eskula v'chutzala paimama. Then each of them can go to their new city, right, the big one or the little one, depending on which one they put their Eruv in, and walk that entire city and outside at 2,000 amos. Now, because of that, basically it flips the case, right? People who live in the big city but place the Eruv in the village, they can walk to the village, and then they can walk anywhere around the village, but they could do that already. And then they limited themselves, because now they can only walk 2,000 amos outside that village, which eliminates a lot of their city that they can no longer walk in. However, the people of the village who placed their Eruv in the large city within 2,000 amos of where they are, they now gain the entire big city. So they can walk to the big city where their Eruv is. Then they get the whole city, because their Eruv is in the city, 2,000 amos outside it on the far side even, and certainly they can walk back to their own village, which is within 2,000 amos of the city and their new location in the big city. Now, this, unfortunately, is not a unanimous opinion. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein lo ela mimekomo Eruvo alpayimama. You only get 2,000 amos from the place you place you put your Eruv. Putting an Eruv in a city does not give you the city. It only gives you 2,000 amos. And the 2,000 amos, presumably, if it's a big enough city, will just end in the middle of the city. You don't get the whole city just because it's in a city. And so the Chachamim, of course, say, you do get the whole city. And the Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't.